This podcast
is brought to you
and powered by
Sunday
Cool. Tearing the Red Corner.
Watch
this
or
listen.
Boom!
Boom!
Toyota-thon! Sunday!
Well. Look who decided to show up.
Honey, you're home. I thought you had the trip
gone to the girls' trip in Barbados? Yeah, I thought so too. Until I found this.
Where did you find this?
You know good and well where I found it. Where you hide all your other goodies.
You went through my things?
What other choice did I have, Richard? You're lying to me. Hats? Stickers, wristbands, all types of promotional items? From where? Sunday Cool, whatever that means. I mean, what am I supposed to think? You're lying to me, Richard. Why? Why?
I did it for me, okay? I did it for me.
What? I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Look at this stuff. And you just think it's trash? This is Sunday Cool. They produce super soft teas with super soft ink and have a 72-hour turnaround. This isn't trash. This is my life!
Your life, Richard? What about my life? I should have been a dancer. I could have seen the world, but yet I'm stuck in an infinite cycle of heartache. Married to a murderer.
What did you call me?
Don't think I don't know what you did to the pool boy, Diego.
I did what I had to do, you hear me?
Fine. Okay, you win. But I'll do what I have to do. And I'll tell. I'll tell everyone. And I'll tell everyone to go to sundaycool.com to start the order today.
And who's gonna believe you?
I can't keep living like this, Richard. I need something more. I need to leave.
Don't you dare walk out on me.
Or what?
Or this.
Diego! I thought you were... Richard, no!
Guess you swam in the deep end too long, Diego.
My heart, it hurts, Richard! Richard, you made my heart hurt! Why?
Should have gone to sundaycool.com.
Yeah, I don't...
Their sizes are crazy in China.
Like when...
Panic
China.
China. And you know that's not China. It's like, yeah, it's like their embassy.
Who else does it? Wendy's does that too.
Big like they take in people?
What?
Or like for safety. No, I just imagine
talking
like,
about the cup sizes.
Yeah.
Oh. And
yeah. I was just imagining people seek asylum. Chinese people seek asylum at Pan Express. That's what I would do. That's not how this works.
Save me.
And all that, that's just we all just go to Wendy's whenever things go rough.
You know who does it too? Taco Bell, their cups are too small. Like if you get a medium, it's like tiny.
Someone would say, yeah, it's
they're
just
thin.
Right.
They're thin.
Yeah.
That's why I ask for most of the time no ice.
I don't like doing that.
I'll do weird. No caps with an asterisk, two asterisks at Jimmy John's. I have to put two asterisks saying no ice in cherry Coke, and then it doesn't allow you enough characters to add the two asterisks on the end.
I will find you.
So I say please, but I spell it PLZ because that reaches the amount of characters that I need. So I want to be polite but stern.
Please,
and they never pay attention. They never listen.
Excuse me.
So, Mr. Jimmy Johns, if you're listening, I want to talk to you. Cage fight.
I have a special request for this episode.
Okay.
Can you not do the viewer question? Please.
Why?
Please.
Can you break this down for us? Why are you so upset about it? Why does it bother you so
much? I can't do it today.
Why?
I just don't want to do it.
You,
You don't want to do it?
No.
You have to do it.
Tell us why.
Ask somebody else.
Tell us why.
Have someone comes in here for that. That's not me.
Why?
You're not talking to us. You're leaving this very open-ended. People don't know.
I don't owe you an answer.
Yes, you do.
I just don't want to do it.
This is confusing. Why didn't you tell us before we started recording?
She's trying to make a spectacle of it.
I am not.
She's trying to make a scene.
I'm trying to say it so that everybody knows that I asked not to do it.
She wants it on record. Lily, it's...
Do you know what we do?
We do this every episode. Episode one, you're asking us to abandon everything that this show stands for.
Do it for me.
Don't look at me. They're part of it, too.
You're the main perpetrator.
No.
A little bit.
No! I'm so confused on why you don't want to do it.
It's not fun. For me.
We'll make it quick.
We'll be like a Band-Aid. You kind of just threw off the vibe, Lil.
Sorry.
I don't know how we're ever going to recover from this. Makes me so angry.
Well, I guess, do you want a song or do you not want one of those either?
I would love a song.
Too bad. We're not going to do a song. We're just turning the cameras off. We're done.
Josh, don't say that.
No, she wants to not answer these questions that come in from our viewers.
Yeah, I know. I know that's upsetting, man. I know.
I don't even know what to do. What do I do with my hands?
But just keep them normal. Just keep them down.
I don't even understand what's happening anymore, Lil. Who are you?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? What are you talking about?
You know I don't like it.
Oh, well, we all don't like it.
You think we like having these hard conversations?
Do you think we like asking hard questions? Do you think we enjoy that?
Do you think we enjoy seeing you dig yourself in these holes?
You think we like that? We don't, Lil. We don't like that, but we have to do it because we're ninjas or butterflies, and that's what we do. That's what we do.
It's what we do. It's what we do. It's what we do. We are ninjas or butterflies. What we do. What we do. It's what we do. Ninjas or butterflies.
We ask the questions that make your eyes go wide.
Yes, we ask these questions, and yes, we do.
We don't try to gaslight Lily, but that's what we do anyways.
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 Anyways. Anyways.
Asking the hard questions.
Looking her in the eye, saying yes or no. We all do it. It's the Ninja's Butterfly Show.
That's the question.
Ask the questions.
No. We're gonna ask the questions anyway.
No.
This is the questions I have.
Wow.
What is her vibe?
That was really good.
It's literally making me sick.
It's a good segue into the question.
Is old?
Hurry, Andrew, hurry!
We're patiently waiting. Hold. These microphones are touchy.
Yeah, we noticed Will, when he was on, he was like talking back here and it worked perfect.
Yeah.
Are they new?
A new soundboard.
Congratulations.
New soundboard, baby!
Hey, new soundboard, who dis?
Do you hear the echo too?
That was cool!
What's up with that?
That sounded like the intro to a song.
Check.
Andrew should always have an echo on him. That would actually be cool. Always talking from the other room. I wonder what's the farthest off campus we can get on in this office where someone could be in the podcast, but they'd just be across, into another side of the building.
Corded up?
Yeah, so they're still listening to us.
I'm reporting from the dumpster.
Well, we can use a Bluetooth Rode mics that we have.
Oh yeah,
that'll hook into this.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. We talked about that.
We should play hide and go seek.
What do you mean? Break that down for me. How
we take a camera and a microphone on Bluetooth, and we should play hide and go seek and someone has to find everybody, all the podcast members.
That actually kind of would be fun. We have to test how far like it would go.
It would scare
that would
me.
Be fun.
You know what it would have been fun, but it's not going to be fun now?
What?
Is a question. Lily.
Do you guys, when you play Hide and Go Seek, does it make you need to go pee?
Makes me much more aware of my bladder. Yeah.
I know you're trying to change the conversation. And we are, truthfully, I'll go to a different question now. Because I feel like this is just an easy question, because Lily apparently doesn't like this segment anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
Even though the millions of people watching this, Andy,
I know.
Love this. We're going to ask it anyways. And we'll give you an easy one. Here's a little softball. Knock it out of the park, Lil. Today's question sent in by a viewer. Really easy. Do you support families having closure in difficult times? Seems easy enough. Do you support families having closure in difficult times? What do you say?
Yes.
Okay, well.
You do this to yourself.
That was as big as a softball as I could have thrown.
You nailed it right over the
and
right
somehow
over the
she did
plate.
Three strikes on one swing.
And which is impossible.
And of course, Lil, we're talking about families having foreclosure on their homes.
You did not say that.
Yes, I did. I said, do you support families having foreclosure in difficult times?
What else could that possibly mean?
What else could that possibly mean except them losing their homes?
Makes me sick.
These families that work so hard, Lil. They work so hard to provide
point.
For their families. They go to work. The dad, bye, kids. Sorry, I can't spend time with you all day. And they go to work, and they work, and then some of them, at the end of the day, they're like, hey, we actually don't need you anymore. We're automating everything. AI's taking over. Goodbye. Bye-bye, mister. We don't care about you.
Also, good news. You don't have a house anymore.
Foreclosed on. And then the mother, she's just like, I don't know what to do right now. Your income was the only thing that was supporting us. I can't go back to work. Look at me. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And the kids are crying. They can't even play with their toys anymore. They have to sell all their toys. And now they have to live on the streets because their house is getting foreclosed on. And you think that's okay?
No.
She fully supports it, sounds like.
I don't.
I don't know what to do.
I know.
I thought this year was going to be good.
I know. I felt good about it too, man. I felt good about it too, but it's just.
What are you laughing at?
It's things like this.
You do not have the right to laugh.
No, she thinks this is hilarious.
Stop!
This is a shame. This is really a big, fat bummer.
It is really sad.
Bummer!
I know.
Well! I guess you heard it here first, folks. Lily wants the middle class to dissipate in this nation.
No.
She wants all these families in the difficult times of this economy.
No.
She wants all their homes to be foreclosed on and for the children to go hungry.
No.
The wives and mothers to be sad all the time. And the men to just feel emasculated by not having a job.
No.
Welcome to the show!
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creations.
I can empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas
attack! Oh my gosh.
Nailed that like a split hog, baby.
Well done. Whoosh, whoosh.
Why are you prepared now to say why you didn't want to do it?
I just don't like that. It's not fun for me.
Just have fun with it.
You can't just yell at me for 5 minutes.
Fight back.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try to twist what we're saying in a way that proves that you're in the right. Fight back, okay?
Yeah, fight
don't
back.
Don't just sit
Lil.
There and take it.
Yeah. Hey, don't yell at my wife.
I was just doing what you were doing.
I can yell at her.
Okay, can you just tell her things
can
for
yell
me
yell
then?
At her, I can.
Can I tell you things that you can yell at her?
Yeah.
Okay, just tell her just
you gotta do better in general, Lil.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
He yelled at I was just kidding.
He He was just kidding.
Okay, fine.
Your attitude was for he was just kidding.
You're just kidding. Chill out.
Is there adding things? No, I didn't say that.
Oh, so how are we?
Dude, I just got a fortune cookie that told me beautiful things await me.
Oh.
So doing pretty great. Doing pretty great.
What do you think that means?
Either beautiful people will be waiting
right outside the door. Right.
Hello, Andy.
Hi, Andy. What's your
We've been awaiting for
courage
you.
Courage and optimism are your best traits.
Ooh.
Courage and optimism.
That took you a lot of courage to say that.
Yeah. Being very optimistic about it, too.
If I had a fortune cookie, what would mine say?
She's just telling us she's hungry.
You have to do that. Yeah. You got it.
What voice? What's the fortune cookie voice?
You gotta read her fortune.
Oh.
In fortune cookie voice.
I, your fortune out of the cookie, say that the flower in which you pick on the morrow afternoon shall hence be your ultimate destruction.
That's intense. That's an intense fortune.
That was really crazy. I can't believe. What do you think that means, Lil?
I don't know. Do you think the flower is a metaphor for something?
I don't know. It's up to the person who got the fortune to decide.
I think it means that I'm getting a egg roll from my friend Andrew.
It's super sugary. I don't really want
it. It's a sugary
that she was going to say. My friend egg roll. Getting an egg roll from my friend egg roll.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Sugary. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, those are dessert ones? Nice. Nice, 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 nice. Hey, Pan Express, please sponsor us.
That's awesome.
So those who are watching, we're filming this on the day that the inauguration happened. And we just did a live earlier.
Yeah, you guys were probably on there. Hopefully some of you.
Did you see the woman that said, Josh Hooper, please marry me?
No. Was it a woman?
I don't know.
That's, hey, who's the judge?
Dakin.
Do what?
I'm taken.
You're taken. Too bad. Too sad.
By that sugar egg roll over there.
My little sugar egg roll. That inauguration was boring, though.
It was
the beginning, at least.
Yeah, the whole ceremony was... Did you see how tight it was in there?
Yeah.
Close people were? That would have driven me crazy.
I was certain there was a conspiracy behind it being inside because it hasn't been inside since like 40 years, right? And then you're supposed to have this incredibly large crowd, all this stuff, and then they go inside. So they were saying they think it was because of safety reasons.
I agree. I think it would be too.
Is it weird not to say that though? I mean, like, do they not even like? Is there a thing they just don't even want to mention? If something were, like, there were threats or something?
Maybe because it would cause panic or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know. Who knows?
I thought Melania looked beautiful.
Mysterious.
You called her the Hat Man.
Very mysterious. You called her the Hat Man?
Yeah.
Hat Woman.
She looks like Babadook. You get the reference.
Aiden and I were looking and we were like, ooh, spooky. That was spooky.
I'm going to wear the exact same thing. I should wear that for Halloween. That'd be perfect.
It looked pretty cool, though.
What's happening to you, Andrew?
Yeah, what's going on?
Literally every... Your camera switched to filming your mic stand. Mine literally didn't autofocus on anything. Look great, though.
Is it working now?
It's working now.
It has to do with the inauguration. I know it.
I'm just proud of myself for actually looking at the screens and realizing something was wrong.
We wrote a song about pickles and we didn't even sing it.
I know.
I think that was the good call though.
Yeah.
Because I think that we are in more of the rhythm for that song that we did instead of.
I wish I were better at guitar. You see those like Midwest emo, like they'll take like a sad part of a like sitcom and they'll play guitar under it.
Yeah. That was perfect.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it all day, dude.
Josh and I watched some movies recently.
Same here. What'd you guys watch?
We got to pump some blood into this podcast. It seems a little down right
now. She's trying.
I am trying.
Movies.
If you could let me talk about it.
Go.
We watched the Nicolas Cage movie, The Weight of Unbearable Weight of
Talent. Yeah, the talent one. Yeah. That
so
was good.
It was super funny. Really fun. Really fun.
You gotta Make your own kind of room. That's the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What other ones you watch?
We watched Ralph Fiennes' The Odyssey, where he returns from his Odyssey.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is that guy?
Like 63 or something like that?
Yeah, he's older.
Something like that.
Amazing. So good.
I'll have to watch it. What's the streaming on? Or did you guys buy it?
We bought it.
Okay, cool.
What's your login?
It is.
It'll be in the bio.
We also watched The Awakening.
Oh, yeah.
With Robin Williams.
Yeah, super good.
I didn't even know that that was a movie.
Really very sad.
That's the one with De Niro?
Yeah.
It's
so sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy good, too. Golly, I started watching that Winston Churchill at War or Churchill at War on Netflix. That is, not knowing anything about Winston Churchill, incredible. Dude, yeah. That one story about how, like, why he rode... Like, everyone else was riding dark horses, black, brown horses, and he chose to ride the white one. And they're like, you're an idiot. You're going to get shot at immediately. And there's that one quote. He says, there's nothing more exhilarating than being shot at in war and having with no result. I'm like, that is such a cool.
He was
a beast, man.
Yeah.
Absolute beast. I'm learning so much. I like how before they bombed Berlin for the first time, they never thought Berlin could ever be bombed. And then the reason why they bombed Berlin is because they accidentally lost, like, one of the Nazi planes lost and kind of landed in London or accidentally dropped bomb. I don't know. It was, like, basically by an accident almost because it got lost. And so, wild stuff. Super cool.
It's a great docuseries.
You see anything else? Any new stuff?
No. No, but you know something? Okay, this is... Okay. Josh is watching Huckberry. Huckberry is like an outdoorsman.
Such a sick channel.
Their channel is out of control. They do home stuff. So they'll show you like different, they'll highlight different homes. But then they're also doing like a food and travel channel. And it is so well shot. It's so gorgeous. And I told Josh, I have an idea. I have a marketing idea for Sunday Cool. You guys need to go out and do a shirt series, like the life of a Sunday Cool Super Soft Tea, where you go to a church and you film the shirts in action. And I said, Super Soft Shirts in Action. And he roasted me for saying that all night.
Well, just Super Soft Shirts in action.
It does seem kind of almost like 90s youth pastor-ish. Youth in action.
We also watched this short video on YouTube about the day of inauguration, like what the White House staff does to like revamp the whole White House to where it suits the next president.
Yeah.
Like, includes, like, changing out flooring, furniture, all this stuff.
Really?
But one thing that they said was crazy was that during your presidency, if you're ever gifted something at the White House, once you are no longer president, that gift goes into the National Archive.
Whoa.
And they give the example, like, if Barron Trump were to receive a PS5 when he's in the White House, that would have to be put into the National Archive.
Holy moly.
Unless the president purchases it at Value Market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's like on the Sean Ryan show when he gives gifts to people who are in government. They're like, thank you so much for that gift. And they say publicly, like he gives he gave a cig away. They're like, this is awesome. We will pay you retail. Once this is done, we'll write you a check. They have to like make that known.
Oh,
they
really?
Can't take a gift. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Because
then it's like bribery. It could be bribery or whatever.
Yeah, there was even weird like we had in high school. There was rules you couldn't like the coaches couldn't just buy you treats or anything like that, or even like giving you rides or something like that, like
treats.
Like at gas stations, like we're like on road trips, like buying you food or something like that. They weren't legally allowed to do that because of that kind of like stuff with all the paying athletes and all that junk. What treats?
The treats. You guys want
Andy
a treat?
Want a treat?
I can't.
Andy, really good job in the game. Here's a treat.
That's exactly why I did all of it. What do you think?
So you guys saw the SpaceX rocket blow up?
Oh, psycho, dude.
No.
Whoa. Okay.
No.
You were
no.
in Montana. Cool. So you probably weren't on social media a lot. Hold on. Let me find it real quick.
I sent it to Josh.
It blew up on purpose or what?
Wait, let me show him the thing first.
It blew up on purpose?
Not on purpose. On accident.
I know, because sometimes they blow them up on purpose, which
look at this.
Didn't make sense at first. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Holy moly! Was that is that here? Could you see that in Florida or what?
This was in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, Caicos? Wow.
Yeah.
Turks and Caicos.
That's crazy. That must have been like trippy. Yeah. Seeing that for the first time.
She sent it to me though.
Stop
it. She sent it and she says, "You will know." What'd you say?
There will be signs from heaven. I thought it was real. Like,
there will be signs in heaven. I'm like, that was just a rocket.
Lily, that was SpaceX.
That was not God. That was Elon.
She got mad at me. She's like, how do you know? I said, because it's on the news. Oh, show me then. Oh,
and now you trust the news?
Yeah. That is hilarious.
But there's another dude that caught it. They're flying in a plane and they got it on video.
Jeez, man.
Dude, if you didn't know what that was, and you're just chilling on the beach or something.
Yeah, that's wild. That there was crazy. Nobody in it, right?
No.
Goodness gracious, yeah. That'd be scary.
Holy moly. Look at that one.
Moly, no. Dude, that's like out of that one? Sci-fi movie.
Dude, if you're in a plane and you see that and you don't have internet, you're just looking out the side window.
Yeah, like these like people groups that are unreached, they have like no technology. They're looking at the sky and they're like, we have to sacrifice something right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of stuff in the sky, though, News Nation.
Yeah.
When this comes out, it'll be a week behind. But they had a whistleblower by the name of Jacob Barber.
Say his name.
Say his name, Jacob Barber. What?
Nothing. I was just making a joke.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
I was just looking at you.
You're talking.
But it says, for the past 30 years, he's worked for both official and unofficial capacity for the United States government and its partners in the intelligence community. But basically, he talked about he was on one of the teams, the retrieval teams for UAPs and UFOs. And they showed a video of them picking up a UAP that was literally looked like a giant egg.
Yeah, how big was this thing?
20 feet.
Because it did not look like that.
No.
It was definitely a perspective issue.
Yeah.
But he had some crazy, crazy stories.
What did he say?
One of them was him and his team went and picked up these boxes. So he was a helicopter pilot. So he would fly over, they would hook it up, and he would fly to whatever base that he had to fly to. But this one, it was this box. And I think there was like five guys on the team, including him. And they picked up this box. They had no idea what was in this box. It was like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Picked it up, flew back, and the next day they all felt super sick. And then they all ended up in the hospital. All of their hair fell out. And he said his skin on his arm was just coming off in globs.
What? Was it like nuclear?
I mean, it had to have been some type of radiation, but they didn't. He said that with the intel, they probably didn't know what was in that box or that it was radioactive.
Heck yeah.
Because he said he's picked up radioactive stuff before. He says that it's like hazmat suits, like all this precautionary stuff. None of that. And all these dudes like.
And this thing was just sitting out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
How'd they know about it?
This is the crazy part that he talked about. They're called psionics. And it's so. When he was doing this stuff, he was working for a private corporation that had something to do with military industrial complex.
Contract thing.
Yeah, like a contractor.
Okay.
But these contractors stuff, they use these people called psionics, which are basically the Stargate people. Remember Stargate from CIA where they could see where certain stuff is? So they're called psionics, and they use psychic ability to find and summon UFOs.
Dude, this is what we've been talking about.
Right?
And the guy's like, well, what do you say to people that say, like, this is the craziest? Like, I don't know about that. The guy's like, it's 100% real. And he's like, in fact, every reconnaissance mission they went on, or not reconnaissance, retrieval mission that they went on, they were within like a 300-foot area where the psionic said that it was going to be at. So the egg-shaped one,
accurate.
The psionic person accurate. Was like, this is exactly where it is, gave the coordinates, and within like 300 feet, it was right there.
Dude, that's not good.
He had the craziest stories, though. Like one, he said he was on his way. He knew that he was picking up a UAP.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was a disc-shaped one.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was flying, and all of a sudden he like had this, like he was like overcome with emotions, and he's like, this is so weird. He's like, maybe I'm tired, I don't know what's happening right now. And then he said he flew right over the thing in his helicopter, and he said he just started bawling crying. because he felt this energy coming off of it. And then he said it felt like something jumped into, he said it felt like it jumped into my soul.
What?
And he said, but it was this, and he started crying in this interview. This is like a hard military dude. And he's like, he said it was the most, I was overcome with this presence of just like, it was like love. And it was like this maternal, feminine love that like literally came up inside of me. And I felt so much at peace, but also afraid. And he's like, and ever since then, that feeling has never left me. And he attributes it to God.
Yeah. That sounds just like the, what is the heaven book?
Yeah. Imagine the God of Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they talk about this God's when it's like this maternal,
overwhelming love. Yeah.
And it's I'm like, what does that mean?
That's crazy. See, that's the thing. Like, I've been, my mind's been kind of straining away from that kind of idea of the spiritual world like that. Just, you know, a lot of that. Because we've just been talking about it so much. I feel like my mind's just kind of drifted away from it. But I feel like, because I'm like, yeah, what's true, what's not. But golly, man, it's stuff like that. Like, even the government is using these types of things. And that just can't be good. Like, that astral projection stuff is so, all the, going into different dimensions, speaking to these entities and seeing this stuff. So, like, yeah, I guess I don't know. I think that's just really weird. That the egg-shaped one looked really, really strange. It did not look as big as, you know, what apparently it is. But, like, so where are they hosting all this stuff? Where is it?
I don't know. There's that one whistleblower that said that Lockheed has a, I keep on forgetting the word. What was the guy doing? It starts with an R. Retrieval.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have their own, like, retrieval teams where it's, like, ex-military. They go out, guns blazing.
Yeah.
Pick it up, bring it back to wherever.
And that's not a government agency.
No, it's contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
sell
weaponry to the U.S. government.
Cool.
It's so weird. But he talked about this one mission that he went on. I forget the terminology he used, but it was like, it's like RUV or RTV or something like that. But it was basically these hard Panasonic laptops that had very sensitive information on them regarding, he believed, UAPs, UFOs.
Yeah.
And he said the location of where they were at were in the Sierra Nevada mountains. So they had to fly up into the mountains, retrieved them, brought them back, realized that the hard drives were not on there. Then they're like, oh, well, we got new intel. They're at this one lake at a very high altitude. Flew to that lake. They were in a steel box 20 feet underwater, retrieved them, and then all of a sudden there's gunfire. So they had to shoot their way out. And he believes that their contractor set them up to eliminate them as a source. Like, you guys know too much now.
Who shot?
He believes that it was their contractor.
The people that employed them for the mission.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
And so I'm probably butchering the story. You guys should just go watch it on News Nation. But he's like, then we set up our own reconnaissance mission against the security at their employer.
Yeah.
And basically like, don't mess with us again. And they're like, all right.
That's a dirty world, man.
It was a crazy, crazy interview.
Jeez.
Like, it seemed like it was out of a movie.
Yeah.
The stuff he was talking about. Wild stuff.
That's the thing, stranger than fiction kind of stuff, you know? God, yeah. But like, it makes you wonder, like, off, like, these things that people are seeing are just left out in the middle of nowhere, underwater, wherever it may be. It's like, where else is the other stuff? Like, how close are we to the nearest one? You know, is that stuff happening still around us? Like,
they formed their own task group to observe UAPs, like him and his team.
Yeah.
And they're showing some clips of like them sitting in a field and they had like two dudes that were the psionic dudes, blindfolded, sitting in chairs, summoning these UFOs, this egg-shaped one. And he's like, okay, I'm locked into it now. I'm bringing it down to us. And they saw it. And then all of a sudden, this other UAP comes, and he said it was literally a dogfight. And then they just both flew off. Or one of them got shot down. I think the egg one got shot down.
And that's how they retrieved it. That is so crazy.
Like, what?
Summoning these things.
Yeah.
That concept is so terrifying.
Do you think that that's demonic?
I don't think it's probably anything good.
I mean, it has to be.
I don't know if it's demonic or like, I don't know, man.
I don't know either. Because it's almost like, okay, well, we know from scripture. I mean, but also there's some things that are just taboo because that's what we've been taught. But if we're like looking at scripture, it says don't communicate with the dead. We know that. That's off limits. But did God give us some kind of gift in our minds that maybe some people are tapped into that have something extra?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I think
like telekinesis or something, like the ability to move things with your mind. Is that demonic? Or is that something we were gifted that so few people have abilities for?
You talk about telepathy, too.
I mean, God did say, thou shalt not move something with the mind.
No moving with your brain.
Thou shalt not move that with your brain.
Just
mountains with faith.
That's the only reason I haven't.
Just mountains with faith. He said, yeah, which is a metaphor, but.
He did say if you had the faith. He said if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain to throw itself into the ocean.
Do you think that was literal?
Probably.
I'm still hung up on, you said the guy had his group of people who they do their own like retrieval and research now. And so I'm wondering.
They don't do their own retrieval. They do like their own, they call it like something like with watching, like they are observers or something.
Are they running like a blog or something?
I'm sure. Yeah. I watched the thing once at night, the interview, but I have to rewatch it.
I don't like the whole summoning thing. That seems so scary.
It does seem scary.
They seem incentivized to convince people that they are successful. And that's what I want to know. Like, do they have proof on their own, or did they just summon this stuff in and then didn't capture footage of it coming in?
They did. I mean, they got...
It's got the dogfights, like, filmed?
They got, like, pictures of it and stuff. It's hard to make out on the thing, but they said they witnessed it and they got pictures of it.
Yeah, and also, what's the motive, like, for why these guys would lie?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, their motive right now is that the fact that they're doing this whole whistleblower thing, so they want to collect evidence themselves to where that they're not thrown under.
I'm saying, like, why would they lie? Why they would have no motive to lie? I would imagine, like, these guys are respectable. They're, you know, they've got a good life, and now they're just trying to tell the truth, their truth.
And if anything, if it is true that they are usually hired for these types of missions. If anything, they're sticking their neck out because it's not likely that any of these contractors would hire them again.
Also,
you know?
The history of whistleblowers is not... It's actually pretty good, actually, being a whistleblower.
Nothing ever bad happens to them.
No, I mean, you think about one whistleblower. They're always happy. Yeah. PE teachers, coaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other people that have whistles.
Yeah.
Lifeguards.
Lifeguards. Always blowing their whistle in good situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Traffic cops.
Yep.
Always.
Hey, what's the 411 on that dude that saw a big shape on a mountain and then disappeared? Did we ever...
He's donezo still.
He's still gone.
Still
as
gone.
Far as I know, they don't know where he's at.
I'll give it a goog.
But there was another whistleblower on that podcast show, American Alchemy? Is that what it's called? Let me see. It's by Jesse Michaels. American Alchemy. He brings some real big hitters onto his show. I messaged him to see if he would ever want to come on ours, but he like his vocabulary is better than mine. Like he uses some really big words. I'm like, what did he mean? But he had this other whistleblower on, this Green Beret. His name was Randy Anderson. That was a really fascinating interview to watch. So this guy, Green Beret, Randy Anderson, he went to, I wish I would write it down. It's basically like the Navy's, Air Force. Or Navy is like NAVSTAC or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like where they have training grounds, weaponry, all this stuff. But this guy, Randy Anderson, I forget the title, but it's basically like weapons specialist. So he has to memorize how to use every single weapon known to man, how to operate it and how to teach it. And so that includes foreign and domestic weaponry. And he was at this training ground, and him and this other Green Beret guy were called in. They had to go through this whole process, and they're observing this different type of weaponry that was from the adversaries, whether it be China, Russia, or whatever. And they're like, okay, we got to show you something else. And they got in this elevator, and he said the whole place, it looks pretty outdated, like it's from like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And so we went in this elevator, and this elevator, he said, I don't know how far down we went, but we went really far down in it. And he said, the door's open and there's a new security checkpoint. And he said, but everything was just super modernized and like very high tech.
Pristine.
And he's just like, okay. And Jesse's asking, like, did you ask, like, what am I doing around here? He's like, no, you don't ask that stuff. Yeah. You just like, you're a soldier. And it's like, yeah, we're whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. But then they walked him to this room, and on a plaque to this room, it said off-world technology.
Oh my gosh.
Off-world?
Off-world technology. And he looked at the other Green Beret guy, and they're both like, what the heck, dude? And he said, we walked in, and first thing that we saw was this, he said it was like this metallic orb thing just hovering. And he said, it looked, he's like, you got close to it. And he said, the only way I could describe it is like, there seemed to be like almost like a field around it, like a mirage, kind of like, it was just like,
yeah.
And he was just like,
that was a really good sound effect. I'm there.
And he's just like observing it. And then there's this other thing that he walked up to, and he said, the only way you could describe it is like, he's like, it looks like you would like place your hand in it and like grab it, like a gauntlet or like a shield kind of thing. But then he said there's like this pad on it that looked like it was like crystal, but it looked like it would like display numbers or something, like, or like it'll like display words or something. Like it looked like a
screen or something.
Like a digital panel, but like, but glyphs. But then he said when he was looking at it, all of a sudden these things started popping up on it. And he said the only way I can describe it is it looked like Egyptian like hieroglyphics.
Oh my gosh.
He said I just like kind of like froze, and one of the head guys was like, you're all right? And he's like, Yeah, I'm good. And didn't ask questions about it, and they like
Ask questions.
You're not allowed to.
Do it anyway.
Why are they even showing him though?
That's crazy.
Well, he said they do this constantly for this stuff to find like this
find similarities amongst like foreign weaponry.
They use these people. They put them like through tests without their knowledge to see how they react to things, see how they do this, to see if they can get advanced into a further program. And he said they did that like when he first started, when he was training for the Green Berets. He gave the example. They had him go like on this, I forget, it was like a 6 mile run or something. And he says as he's running, just random trees had like a number or a picture, and it was like a blue 2, and he's just running and he's seeing it, he's like, well, maybe I should make a mental note of that. And then he did the whole trail, and then later they're like, hey, write down everything that you saw, and he nailed it. And that's how he was able to advance further. But he said after this experience, they said, all right, you're done. And then they go up there, and he said, and that was it.
They never asked him, so he failed.
Yeah, apparently he
failed. What was the right answer?
I don't know. He doesn't know.
Was the right answer to go, me, boom, my, boom.
Go. Or just start speaking.
They're just waiting for one person.
But that's crazy that he mentioned the hieroglyphics, because I saw these other videos of people talking about UFOs, UAPs, and they always mention these writings. They look like hieroglyphics. And one of them is this YouTube channel called UAP Gerb, which American Alchemy, his name is like Gerb or something.
Yeah.
Gerber, baby.
Gerb.
But this guy, UFO Gerb, did a video, the 1965 Kecksburg, Pennsylvania UFO crash.
Kecksburg.
Yeah, K-E-C-K. Iceberg.
And what did they do there?
Well, this UFO crash was a pretty cool documentary, but they first saw it over the Great Lakes, and they said it was like moving. People thought it was an asteroid at first, but then it was like moving not nearly as fast as an asteroid would. Then when it went over Pennsylvania, it did like a 90-degree turn. Like, so it was going, and then all of a sudden it went like that, crashed in the woods. And then they got accounts from all these different people, separate people that had no idea who each other were.
Yeah.
And they all describe it as like a, they said it was like the size of maybe like an SUV, like 20, or they said like 12 to 20 feet or something, but it looked like an acorn. And around the rim, there had been like 5+ people described it as, it looked like they had hieroglyphics written on the outside of this thing. And one of the guys who gave this detailed account was a volunteer firefighter, and he was the first on the scene with his crew.
Yeah.
And they walked up and they're like, because they all thought it was a plane crash. So they showed up thinking that, okay, we got to rescue people, put out a fire.
Could you imagine?
And they said this acorn UFO was just sticking in the dirt, and they're like, what? And he said within 5 minutes, military was there with guns and said,
get out of here.
Get out of here. This is a secure location now. And they were forced off the location.
Lucky they survived, dude.
Yeah. But he said to this day, well, this was in the 90s when he was talking about this, or maybe the 80s. He said that both his son and daughter have joined the military, different brand, like Air Force and Navy or something.
Yeah.
And they're not able to advance further in the program because their name is attached to their father's. And like, because the one, his daughter was like, she works, I forget something, but looking up records and saw her father's name, and it said something like high priority or something like that, to where he's on this list now, to where.
Yeah, it flagged him.
Yeah, he's definitely flagged.
It's the list we're on.
Dude.
And it was just crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Sorry, Demi. Sorry, Zora.
But the whole higher, like the writings and stuff, there's been so many people that I've talked about, they see these writings that look like hieroglyphics.
Yeah. Dude, what if the test is they're looking for, you know, like remnant seed, like people who show up and see it, and to them it's just immediately legible.
Like, yeah, they don't see hieroglyphics.
Yeah, yeah, they're
could
like,
you imagine? Why is that spell?
Yeah, they like they're
why
looking
does it say
for
do not rip off tag.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Under penalty of law.
Dude, that's so, I think that world is just so fascinating. I want to learn more about this, man. I want to talk to one of those people that are blindfolded and try to see that stuff, man. Cause that stuff is
psionic.
Yeah. It's so sci-fi to us, but it's like our own government is using this behind our backs,
which is crazy.
And we talk about it and we look like lizard, like conspiracy. Like it's it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I don't want to, I do not want to talk to these people. On the Sean Ryan show, where he has that one chick who supposedly can like see into the past and stuff.
Oh yeah, and he asked about the.
He said, "Have you ever thought about going back and looking at something like looking at the crucifixion?"
And
she just
froze.
She froze and she
and gets teary eyed and just starts doing this.
No, I have not seen
it. I'm gonna have goosebumps all over my body. Yeah. This is scary.
He's like, "Do you want me to move on?"
Yeah, she didn't say anything. He's like, "Do you want to?" Oh, he said, "Okay, do you want to just move on?" She's like,
hey, let's ask more questions. That's the lesson today. We're all learning.
But
Sean Ryan, the military
sinister,
guy.
Done it,
yeah,
right?
Like something. It's definitely spooky. Like she can't. Good. She can't say the name of Christ. Don't they say that demons can't say it either? They know, but they can't say it. Or is that just from scary Catholic movies?
Maybe just scary Catholic movies.
There is power in this.
There's power in the name of Christ.
Yeah.
There
is. But you know whether it's real or not, she acted very convincingly physically.
Dude,
shook.
I have not even, I can't believe you guys have seen this and I haven't even heard about it.
It is so,
this
sounds awesome. Look it up later. It's so spooky.
I think one of the spookiest stories in scripture is when they encountered the demon possessed man or something. And they said, like, I know Jesus and I know the apostle Paul, but who are you?
Yeah.
And because like they didn't have that power. Mm-hmm. That's so scary.
Dude,
like we know Paul, but who are you?
Dude, we talk about like
I don't know one. Apparently, I'm away.
We talk about like the demonic hierarchy, though. Like the confidence that they had been doing things and they had been casting out, and so they just encountered one beast of a demon, literally, and was like,
"Yeah,
no,
dude, the Bible's brutal, man.
Ooh. Yeah,
scary and brutal."
Speaking of scary and brutal, though, did you know
I
that
did. Don't.
Regarding the UFOs.
Yeah.
We got it! Don't go anywhere!
Greetings, Earthlings. It's I, Beeple Bopple, and I've come to tell you about this amazing company. I traveled across the entire universe because I was in need of custom apparel, super soft tees, with super soft ink. And the only place that I could find them was in this little town in Florida, Tavares, Florida. Sunday Cool. The best place to get your custom apparel. It may have taken me 20 million light years to get here, but Sunday Cool has a 72-hour turnaround. Yay!
Okay. Oh! That scared me! I'm gonna eat your brains out!
Don't.
I'm gonna eat the brains out of your head!
Just me.
Oh my
god.
Yell louder.
Oh, it hurts! It hurts me! It hurts me! So weird.
goodbye, but $200 for groceries for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, we just got down to a really good budget, just like real cheap meals. And now that's impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Did you guys hear about that mountain lion that shut down that elementary school in Washington?
Lion? Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. It's insane.
So stinking wild. So there's this mountain lion that's just like prowling apparently outside this elementary school, and it like jumps the fence. It's like on the playground equipment, and they shut down the school, lock it down. All the kids are in there. They're terrified. The teachers are terrified. They call the police. They call the ranger. It was just a really big fat cat.
No way.
Yeah.
A big fat yellow cat weighing about like 30 pounds or something like that.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It was just this ginormously obese cat terrorizing his elementary school.
That is so funny.
Thought it was hilarious.
Did you see that video of there's like this couple there in a hot tub, like in their backyard was like just dense woods.
Oh no.
Did you see this?
No.
And they're like, it's at night and they hear like a
yeah.
Like the man's like, oh, hopefully it's not a panther. Hopefully it's not a panther. He's like, oh, it's probably a raccoon or something. They're like looking around and the lady has her flashlight on her phone and they're like, she's just doing that. And then she goes and she's like, oh, it's a panther. It's a panther. And it's like from me
what?
To you, that pillar, dude, like 6 feet away. It's just staring at him like that. And he's
dude.
Like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That's so scary. Kelsey could have swore she saw a black panther last night driving. She saw a really large cat.
Wakanda.
Forever, dude.
Oh, did you see this? It's question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay, gentlemen.
I like the sound of that.
Gentlemen.
Okay, Josh sent me this one last night.
Yeah, ready? No, I had to give her the questions. Yeah, no, it was a really good question.
Forget it. Men in Black.
Okay. A wizard offers you mysterious potions. You can only choose one. Which do you choose?
Oh, okay. I love this question.
One. Potion of luck. Liquid luck.
Liquid luck.
Two. Potion of strength. Three. Potion of flight. Four. Potion of invisibility.
Question. Oh, wait. Okay, you go. So on.
Five. This is the last one. Potion of knowledge ability or wisdom.
Ancient wisdom, it said.
Ancient wisdom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Is this for life?
Yes.
Yes.
You choose when you have the ability for these things.
Yes.
It just is a part of you after you drink it.
But I'm saying, like, I can change to be invisible whenever I want.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Correct. You're not invisible all the time.
And I could be knowledgeable about things only when I want to be.
Right.
That'd be good, kind of.
So you can like
go to a movie, be like, because you know everything about movies and know everything, and then just shut your brain off.
It's not meant to be a curse in any aspect.
Got it.
So once you drink it, you can always do it. Like, you can always fly when you want to.
Ooh. I would definitely do the ancient wisdom.
That's crazy.
Andy,
I know this is your third question. Yes, they are tasty.
That's what I was going to say. is there a flavor aspect to it?
I'm going liquid luck.
Liquid luck.
No.
Because then you set out to pursue, I want to uncover ancient wisdom in the next month.
Oh.
You'll succeed. I want to figure out how to fly. You'll succeed.
You'll be good at like convincing people. What does he say? Harry!
Harry!
Sir!
Flying would be dope.
I think flying would be too unrealistic. Like, as a legitimate superpower,
you'd be locked up, bro.
Immediately a national risk.
Yeah,
security risk.
You'd be locked up. You'd be tested on.
Yeah.
Invisibility.
The luck and the knowledge is definitely the front runners, I think. Invisibility, because that doesn't work with clothes, so you have to get naked. Mm. And you're just a naked guy. Spending way too much time being naked.
Yeah. Say naked one more time.
Naked. Yeah, I'm going ancient wisdom. No, yeah. I'm doing strength.
Strength, that's so dumb.
No.
Why?
Strength.
Out of
I'm
all
doing
these
strength.
Things?
I forgot about strength. I'm doing strength. Because then you just like it could be part of your job. You're still cool. You just lift up things. Guys that's just the fun thing. You just get to pick up big things.
I guess luck one, you could like play the Powerball every time and win.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the luck's almost like a cheat code.
I know. Right? That's why I picked it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do luck too. I was going to do ancient knowledge, but I'm going to do...
I'm still doing ancient knowledge.
When it was just knowledge, I was going to do knowledge based on the biblical precedent.
Knowledge.
I don't even need that, though.
Because I know, yeah.
Pretty, because you already so know. I'm already there.
They're going to call me Lucky Lily.
Lucky Lily.
For onomatopoeia.
Luck, lady, lady, luck.
Lady, luck. Oh.
Hey, Tuts.
Hey, Andrew, hit us with that.
It's new. It's not angry.
Okay.
Oh. Brah, 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 brah. Andrew got a read for us. Andrew got a read for us. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's got to show us right.
Wow, you guys, that was really very good.
Thank you.
I like that one.
What Ada would say was that was very, very good.
She's the sweetest.
You guys ever heard of Jammy Boys?
Jammy Boys.
That term? Or no. Jam Boy?
That's me and Andy when we have a sleepover in our jammies.
This is one of the most jacked up things in British history. And rather than plagiarizing these guys' content, I'm just going to share their reel. It's like another podcast that came through my feed.
Oh, I have seen this.
It's crazy.
Text?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right,
ready?
Three, two, one, go.
There's a lot of crazy stuff. Like when the British ruled India, they would come over to India to play golf, and they would hire what was called a jam boy for the day, which was basically an Indian slave that they would take onto the course, but they would cover him in jam so that they would not get any bugs attracted to them. The bugs would all go to the guy covered in the jam. God. And his like payment was that he got to take the jam home to his family that he was covered in all day. And the only reason I found out about this, at my school, everyone named their houses. And one house decided to name their house Jam Boys because they were like, oh, yeah, like we jam. Like they had no idea about this connotation.
Yeah.
24 hours later, there's like an article in the school newspaper about it being like, it was like this whole thing. And then all my friends started calling me Jam Boy.
That's so funny.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Wait, that's horrible.
Isn't that insane?
That's a terrible thing.
It's probably better than what I thought. I thought they were just going to like have like crackers and they would just go over and they would just like.
Jam Boy.
Jam Boy.
Excuse me, I am hungry.
Jam my biscuit.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That's so bad, dude. That's crazy. Jam Boy, who thought of that?
I'm gonna be
on Craigslist as people just hire me as their Jam Boy. Yeah, all these mosquitoes down here, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll do it.
The right price. Your payment is that you get to bring the jam home with you.
Yes, finally.
It's like thanks. Okay, your family.
The shower room must be a nightmare, dude.
Oh my gosh!
Whoever comes, what is this jam?
It's literally flushing money down the drain.
For real?
That's crazy.
That's my jam, dude.
That's my jam.
That's my jam right there, dude.
We're jamming.
I'm still
jamming.
I want to jam it with you.
Look at diamond.
Jamming.
That's a good one.
I hope you like jamming too.
German too.
I hope you like Germans too,
cause we're German.
So TikTok,
yeah, dude. That was.
You guys figured it out.
Meta,
mm-hmm. the server switch.
Meta, I just meta.
Nice, Lil. By the time this comes out, they probably would have already maybe have said who bought it. Or what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's happening? Because it was shut down for, what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
Something
but this
like
one
that.
Guy who works, like, in IT with these big companies of switching servers, he mentioned that whenever they have to switch servers, like if they sell the company and they have to switch servers, they typically do it on the weekend, and it takes about 12 hours.
Mm.
And that's exactly what happened to TikTok. They did it on, what was it, Friday night?
Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah, today's Monday.
Yes, Saturday night. Sorry.
Yeah, Saturday night, and it took 12 hours. The next day, it's like, we're back. Thank you to President Trump for doing this.
Thank you so much.
But people are like, yo, it's Meta that probably bought it because now Facebook, they made their own TikTok profile. No videos as far as when this comes out.
His PR moves, going on Rogan, doing all these big interviews, talking about like completely turning 180. They're taking off certain... you know, political features on the app and stuff like that. So it's just like, I mean, it's so obvious now, because now Facebook even has a TikTok account. They've never had a TikTok account before. Now they have one. I mean, it's I mean, obvious, but they just, you know, they pushed it like crazy. They made it a big movement. It got everyone riled up for nothing. Was it how you figured out TikTok was up? Was it just because your like reflex went to hit TikTok and it popped up?
She showed me.
Yeah.
I saw somebody posted there that we're back. And so I went and looked and
I kept like, that's when I realized I'm like, I probably have a problem. Cause anytime I was by myself, cause I was just by myself the whole weekend. So anytime I would immediately just hit TikTok and it'd be like, oh yeah, we're closed. And I'm like, dang. And so the next morning I'm just like, darn. Oh, wait.
This is crazy.
Perfect.
I'm sad in a way because I was hoping that we as a nation would become healthier minded and like pay attention and, you know, improve our attention spans. But I'm also so happy.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed because literally like everyone was going to Red Note, you know, that app, the Chinese app. And I literally learned Mandarin for nothing. I did a whole week of Mandarin and became fluent in it, and now I don't even need it.
Yo, I downloaded Red Note.
Yeah.
And then I was on TikTok, and this one guy is like, I work in cybersecurity. Do not use Red Note.
Oh, no.
Said, and he said, don't even download it. I said, oh, gosh.
It's if you're watching this on Red Note right now, it's too late. You're dead.
Yeah. But yeah, Red Note, they're like, immediately like banning like any videos regarding like LGBTQ, like anything. It's like, of course, because it's communist China running the app.
Yeah.
Which is
it was so funny though, watching all these people on TikTok freak out.
I know.
Saying all like literally the people crying. And I'm like, I get it, whatever. Who am I to say? But it's also like,
it's so silly.
You could have waited just 24 hours, man.
Is that, well, and I loved it too. Do you follow Teeny? She's a cook, a chef.
I don't think so.
A TikTok chef. She's so down to earth and cool. Anyway, everybody was doing those like confessions, like TikTok's ending creator confessions.
Yeah.
And a lot of the TikTok chefs were like, I store bought a lot of the food. Yeah. And she was like, y'all better be embarrassed coming back. Yeah,
there's a lot of people that like, made, like there one girl that I saw that like makes coffee for all of her videos. She's like, I don't drink any of this coffee. I don't really like coffee.
That's
she's like,
crazy,
it's
bro.
Nuts.
Who even does that? Why? Why? Yeah.
You know they make money on other social media platforms.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like
crazy.
I bet you they felt real foolish after it popped up 12 hours later. Like, no.
100%. You put way too much of your life stock into this one app.
Speaking of Meta, watch the video I just sent. I sent it to Andy and Andrew already. Or they've seen it.
I think the volume is controlled by your phone because I had no control over it.
This is the best.
All right. Oh, it might get flagged.
Yeah.
Just do it without it. It's AI of Zuckerberg, dude. And it looks so scary. It's so scary.
That one, the toilet one.
This dude, it's so good. It's perfect, man.
Oh, that one, that last one.
It's
oh my
so
gosh.
Creepy.
Can we leave?
Scary.
That is so good.
Did you guys watch the Zuckerberg Joe Rogan podcast?
I did
Parts
not.
Of it.
I did not.
I didn't watch it. I don't think I could handle it just based off the one clip I saw of
the bow hunting,
acting like he goes bow hunting.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like legitimately he's just there to pretend I'm a human being, I'm normal, and it's not like it wasn't real conversation, it seemed like,
dude. But Joe Rogan calling him out, I was like secondhand embarrassment to the max.
I saw those clips, that was
where
crazy.
Just like, he's like, oh, what kind of bow do you got? He's like, I can't.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I didn't use it this season. He's like, well, what company makes it? He's like, oh, well, I can't think of it right now. It's
there's
like,
no
okay,
way.
Buddy.
Oh, no.
There's no way you don't know. The amount of time you have to spend like with the bow practicing shooting, there's no way you don't remember a logo.
That's proof that right there he's a human. Right there for sure. Because he would just be computing the perfect answer. Or
not. And he's just like,
I'm familiar.
Zuckerberg is literally making me think of the stories regarding Mothman. If we want to get into Mothman,
dude, let's do it. You teased it a couple weeks ago.
Let me just say there a lot of podcasts have done Mothman, the topics. I would say the best to go listen to after this is Haunted Cosmos.
Mm. Okay.
They did a 2-part series on Mothman and it's so good.
Shout
they break it down so well. Hopefully, we're going to do something with them soon this year. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, everybody's been shipping that like since the beginning.
Where are they at?
Utah.
I'll go.
Never mind.
Utah.
We can all have like a soda.
Can I dress like Joseph Smith the whole time?
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. Preferably. Yo,
what else we watched?
Oh, American Primeval.
You finished it?
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Oh, man.
Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
It is one of the most gory shows I've ever watched.
So good, though. What a great story.
So good.
Yeah. And unless you're Mormon, then you probably won't like that show.
Dude, right, the Mormons have been going through it with documentaries and movies this year. It's kind of crazy.
Give us a break.
Pick on someone else, please.
What I would love, though, is...
Careful.
I'm being careful. I would just love... I don't know. Some of the stories that you've told me about your experiences with Mormons.
Latter-day Saints.
Church of the Latter-day Saints, is that there's like a kind of like a taboo element, like they can't, like educating yourself and exploring is like not really a thing.
As far as what I witnessed, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Because I would ask questions, because I, for those, this we talked, maybe did we ever talk about this on the podcast? I dated a...
Yeah, you mentioned
it. Of course we talked about
high school.
It.
Let's rehash this.
but we were both trying to convert each other.
The battle of the wits.
But then they got married instead. Nacho Libre. We didn't. I married my beautiful wife, Lily.
Yes.
Who's a Christian.
Yes, she is.
Not a Mormon.
Make that very clear.
Anyways, when I was, I was like really heavily researching into Latter-day Saints, Mormon church, all that stuff. And I would ask her questions and she's like, well, I haven't been taught that yet. And it's like, well, so they don't, it's not like you get all the information up front. It's like a very gradual.
No, I mean, I've really never even put it together, but I dated a Mormon too when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. So we have that in common.
What was your
name? You actually?
I did. Yeah. Because I
can't tell if you're being serious.
No, I did because I.
The delivery was like a setup. Yeah.
I went to eighth grade in Idaho and everyone was Mormon there. And so like, they were just like, yeah, whatever. But it was one of those things where the more conversations you have, especially I've gotten older, like when you see those missionaries, like they're so friendly. They're great to talk to.
They're some of the nicest people.
But when you ask questions, and that's one of the things maybe that when they go on their mission, that's one of their purposes. But there is a lot of confidence not being met up with basic theology, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer because it puts them in a position where they have to defend it in a way of against someone else instead of with someone who should be teaching them and, you know, showing them the actual scripture. So it's.
I lived with a Mormon too.
I lived with a Mormon.
And her name is Hallie. Anyway.
That's the next lyric of the song.
And her name was Hallie.
Yeah.
Okay. Furthermore, where are we going with that? Oh, I guess like what I would love for some of this like media that's coming out. What was that show? Like sweet, eat sweet, keep sweet, pray and obey, whatever.
Eat, pray, love.
Yeah, that.
I don't know.
It's kind of about like the fundamentalist church of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Remember, it was the guy that was super icky.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know that a lot of Mormons, they are separate from that. They say like, oh, that's not part of our game. But then like also shows like this, I just hope that it makes people ask some questions, you know? And I think that Christians have a lot to learn from Mormons, especially when it comes to like missions and outreach and stuff like that. Like they are like the number one.
And family values as well.
And family
values. Like you always recognize Mormons do a really good job of loving their kids and taking care of their family for the most part, as far as I've seen.
But you don't need to have 90 of them.
Did you know that the LDS Church, they have one of the, I forget the terminology, but like one of the greatest, it's like resources or like information regarding if like there was a war that broke out or it's like evacuation plan process. Mm-hmm. That's a worldwide thing because they have missionaries all over the world, but like U.S. embassies use the LDS evacuation stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Cause they just have it down to a T. So if like, a nuclear war were to break out or like a pandemic, the evacuation for all these missionaries goes through the LDS Church. And so the U.S. Embassy and other different corporations and companies, U.S. owned and stuff, they use the same stuff that the LDS Church uses.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when in trouble, follow the Mormon.
Do you know they're the majority landowner in Florida?
Whoa. Mm.
678,000 acres.
It doesn't whistle.
The LDS church?
Uh-huh.
Weird.
That's crazy.
I mean, good for them, I guess.
Speaking of Mormons, Mothman.
Yeah. They're completely related.
But Hanacosmos telling you, I'm yeah. And Wildfowls does a pretty fun thing on the Mothman. But it starts off in 1774.
Ooh.
And it has to do with the Shawnee tribe.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So
literally how many years ago?
1774.
Mm. We're right there, dude.
Two.
Almost 250 years ago.
3,000 years ago.
Did you say almost 200 years ago?
1776, 74?
Yeah.
It said 250 years ago almost.
Oh, I thought you said almost 200 years ago.
Hmm.
It's kind of almost 200 years ago as well, so.
Anyway,
this is 300, 125 plus 125.
1774 in West Virginia.
Okay.
There was the Shawnee tribe, and they had formed an alliance basically with the colonialists. Because at this time, you know, it was the American Revolution, all that stuff was happening. And Chief Cornstalk got basically, they had this peace treaty, and Chief Cornstalk of the Shawnee tribe, their treaty was broken because they were like, what was it? They started taking over more of his land. And so he went to the guy that was in charge. I didn't write any of their names down. But the guy that was in charge put him in a prison with his son, and it was basically to keep him hostage so that the Shawnee tribe wouldn't attack the fort and stuff.
Yeah.
And while he was being held hostage, there was this American that was killed by a Native American, but it wasn't Shawnee. But these people formed this basically group, and like, we got to kill Cornstalk. We got to kill a Shawnee. And so they went in there.
Accusing them when they didn't do it.
Yeah. They went in there, killed his son, killed other Shawnee people that were in this prison, shot Chief Cornstalk, I think they said like 8 times or something. But before he died, he placed a curse on them.
Mm.
And he said basically like, you shot me when I came here in peace. And basically I curse this land. You will forever be haunted. Blah, 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 blah.
Scary.
Then we started to see in the 1960s stuff in the same area where Chief Cornstalk was shot. That's where we started seeing appearances of this Mothman.
That was the first appearance? Like there was not
that we know of.
Okay.
Yeah. Recording. Or that was well televised and stuff.
So in the 60s, what did they start seeing?
Well, so there's a lot of weird stuff that happened. I'm just going to try to wing it a little bit. People were reporting seeing this winged figure, demon looking thing with red eyes. And when this group of people talked about, they're driving past this old manufacturing place where they used to make weapons, and they saw this thing up on the roof, and they're like, got out, and they like, what is that? Is that a man? No, it's this giant wing thing. Freaked out, start driving, and they're driving, and this thing was flying right beside them. And they're going like 70 miles an hour, still right beside them. They said it was screeching at them too.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And they hit 100 miles an hour, and it was still tracking with them. And then they like pulled into like the police station or something, and it flew off.
Dude.
But there's so many people before this hit the newspaper, there was like within this week span or whatever, there was like 10 accounts of people encountering this Mothman. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
But along with that, people started reporting in the same area UFOs.
No way.
And this is the creepiest one. This it was in 1966. There are many people reporting UFOs that were close to this World War II weapons factory. And then this one encounter, actually a couple of people encountered this, but this one man talked about this. He was driving, just your normal average dude, driving at night, and all of a sudden this UFO just comes down right in the middle of the road, slams on brakes, gets out of his truck, and this man walks out of the UFO. And they said he was just not he didn't look right, like kind of almost uncanny valley.
Yeah.
But he had this giant grin on his face.
Oh, no, no.
And he said he was speaking telepathically with the man, and his name was Indrid Cold.
Indrid Cold.
And they said he was just asking the strangest questions, like questions that a normal human wouldn't ask, like just weird questions. And I forget what the questions were, but they're like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Then he would get in his UFO and boom, take off.
But smiling.
This is what's creepy. This is a sketch of what the guy said he kind of looked like.
Dude,
look at that.
I don't like that.
Oh.
But apparently, multiple people encountered this Indrid Cold guy.
Oh, and so they're saying other people are saying they saw this guy.
And this is all
describing
place
the same thing
in the same region that Cornstalk cursed.
Yes.
And so I wonder if it looks different over time. Like if that curse can look different to different people.
Mm.
Or if it attracts other things.
Tell you, Haunted Cosmos, they broke it down pretty well of like these spirits and
I haven't listened to them yet.
Like
I'm excited.
But then it was in 1967 in this what's the town called? It's like I thought I wrote it down. I thought it was like Pleasantsville or something like that.
We should go to the exact location where Blair Witch Project was filmed.
Wakaiva?
Yeah, let's do it.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was filmed in Wakaiva?
That's what I thought. Yeah, because it's by UCF students.
You guys literally told me this last week.
We told you that it was done in the University of Central Florida. I didn't know it was Wakaiva.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she's the one that's mentioned it before.
No, it's not true.
That's not.
It was filmed in Maryland.
No way.
Seneca Creek State Park.
Off.
They used to always say it was in Wakaiva.
We might be taking a trip to Maryland this fall.
Anyways, in 1967, so after all these people were seeing the Mothman and these UFOs and just crazy stuff.
Indrid?
Yeah. Indrid.
Indrid.
It's I-N-D-R-I-D, Cold.
Indrid Cold.
Indrid Cold.
Got it.
Very weird name.
Yeah.
1967, in this town in West Virginia, they had this bridge. It's called the Silver Bridge. And while people were driving on it, they said that they saw the Mothman fly up onto the bridge. And then within minutes after people reporting the Mothman up on the bridge collapsed.
Oh, gosh.
And 20 minutes after people reported it. And 46 people died on that bridge.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
But they said anytime they would see this Mothman, something terrible would happen.
Yeah.
Like someone would die, a bridge would collapse. But it goes even further. Apparently, it's not just a West Virginia and U.S. thing. It's a worldwide thing.
Oh, gosh.
There's other people describing the exact same thing?
Yeah. So examples of other people seeing around the world. Chernobyl.
No
way. Yep, the nuclear power plant. Days before it exploded and stuff, the people working at the Chernobyl power plant reported seeing this winged creature man. They called it the Blackbird of Chernobyl.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Then some people reported seeing the Mothman in New York City the morning of 9/11.
No way.
Yeah, and that's the picture of the supposed Mothman on New York on 9/11.
That is wild. That goes way deeper than I thought it did.
Is that
dude.
Right next to the World Trade Center?
I don't know.
That picture?
I don't know. But then apparently in 2019 and kind of like currently too, people still see it. The Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people at the Chicago airport are seeing the Mothman, especially in 2019, talking about security, air traffic control, and pilots all report seeing this winged creature man standing at least 8 feet tall with red beating eyes.
It's like a hot spot for him.
Yeah.
Weird, man.
Yeah.
And I wonder what it is about those certain places.
I don't know.
Because if it is based on a curse or something like that, that would make sense. But golly, dude.
Yeah. Maybe if he's like attracted to like dark energy.
Or just like deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or that popcorn, right. Garrett's popcorn.
Yeah.
But what's so creepy too is, so this, I swear I wrote the name down of this town in West Virginia. But after these people seeing the UFO and the Mothman and all this stuff, a lot of people were visited by what they called the Men in Black.
Yeah.
And the way these people described it well, I mean, it sends shivers down my spine. They said they're tall and like really tall, slender. One person reported their hand, their fingers were abnormally long.
Oh.
And like they would go.
They're pale, right?
Very pale. And says they look like they're like almost like wearing wigs. They don't act like a normal human. And they said like this one dude was like shaking the hand of one of them. And like, it's like they've never shook a hand before. They didn't even know how to. But then they'd ask really weird questions. And there's one where this guy walks in and there's like this secretary and he's just acting super strange. And he's like, what is that? What is that? And he was pointing to a ballpoint pen. And she's like, this is a ballpoint pen. He said, wow. He said, can I have that? And she's like, sure. He's like, thank you. He's and like, then just like left.
He's and, like the Mr. Weasley of the Men in Black world. What do these people have?
Yeah. But the
what is the purpose of a rubber duck?
There's this one encounter to where this guy in this town in West Virginia, the family reports on this of this Men in Black man comes to the door, very strange. And he's like, they said that they forget his last name. They said it was very common, but they remember his first name being Tiny. His name was Tiny something.
Yeah.
But they said their father was like 6'2" or something like that. And they said that this man towered over their father. Comes to the door and he says, does such and such live here? Talking about the man. And they're like, yeah, he lives here. And he's like, can I speak with him for 40 minutes? He actually has this inheritance from a family member but I just need to discuss a few things with him. And he says, may I enter your home? And they're like, yeah,
actually,
sure.
Actually, no.
Like vampires.
But they said the Haunted Cosmos, they talked about, it's very weird of like, whether it's demonic or some sort of spirit thing, they always have to have permission to go into a home.
Yeah, no.
That's what rumors of vampires.
Yeah, yeah. And like the black-eyed children. I don't know if we should talk about that sometime too. It's
scary.
So scary. But they always have to ask, or they ask permission to enter the home.
Yeah.
There's like biblical precedents for that too.
Yeah.
Like with Passover.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's weird.
But he goes in and he's just asking all these really bizarre questions. Like, do you have any scars on you? Where are they? How long are the scars? And like, how many children do you have? What are their ages? All these weird questions. And they're making dinner at this point, and they're like, hey, do you want anything to eat? And he's like, no, I'm on a diet, but I would like a glass of water in 10 minutes. And they're like, okay. But they said he was very pale, but then when he's talking, it sounded like he had asthma. He started like wheezing, you know? And they said he just started turning like bright red. And he says, I'll take that glass of water now. And then he gave him a glass of water, and he pulled out this big yellow pill, swallowed it, and his color went back to normal.
What in the world, man?
And just asked weird questions, bro. But that's what these people were experiencing with the UFOs, the Mothman, the Silver Bridge collapsing. And it's like, what the heck is going on?
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I'm like, I wonder if this place in West Virginia is on like what we talked about before, the ley lines, you know?
Yeah.
You think
like the hot spots basically
where like paranormal kind of stuff happens,
the thin
like
veil.
So like the pyramids are built on a ley line and stuff, but they say a ley line goes to the Appalachian Mountains, which is close to where this is. But I don't know.
Did you guys talk about this without me?
I don't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't really dive into the ley lines.
How do they map that out? Because that's like kind of like, you know, people say like the veil is thinner in some places. That's literally it. How do they know it's there?
I don't know. I guess this is
based
frequency,
on reported
energy,
and based on reported incidents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it is like there are circumstances that make you think it's that. It's not like something we see in the earth.
No, I think it might be a measurable thing, like a higher frequency, higher energy reading in these certain areas.
Wow.
I'm not sure. We should do an episode on ley lines.
Yes.
Ley lines!
Lay it all down, baby.
I know I didn't do a super job of the Mothman, but I'm telling you, there's more people that have done a way better job.
Yeah.
Haunted Cosmos, for sure.
I'm going to listen to them, and then I'm going to watch some stuff on it, because that might be my new favorite little rabbit trail to go down,
dude. Because
that's
lore.
Like, That sounds like a crazy.
Oh, one of the stories. This was on the Y-Files. This during the same. It was the same night that the people were driving away from this Mothman thing.
Yeah.
This lady, she was at her brother's house with her child. She was walking to the car, left the door, walking to the car, and then the brother yells from the house, "Get back in the house! Get back in the house!" And she's like, "What?" And she looks on her car is a 7 foot, 8 foot winged creature with red eyes. She trips running backwards. The brother runs out, grabs his sister and the child, pulls him back in. This thing jumps up, flies to the door, and is trying to open the door.
Oh my gosh.
Dude.
And that was like one of the encounters from that night of this Mothman thing. And they said it was like screeching.
It's like, dude, that's the most terrifying part, I think. Dude, that's so. Yeah.
We wouldn't survive because it's like, it'd get in the house. Why?
She'd pretend like she doesn't hear you.
Why? I said get in the house right now!
I can't get in the house. My foot hurts.
My foot is really hurting. Mom, I'm resting right now.
But yeah, Mothman, dude, I was scary.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just took a step outside, and I was in Montana, and it was in a cabin, and there was a lake right in front. We were lakeside, but it was frozen over, right? And we were right at the base of the mountains. So like in the morning, it was the most gorgeous thing.
Wow.
But I'm sitting out there, and it's just woods right there, a lake, and then the mountains. And I'm sitting out there for like maybe 10, 20 minutes, just kind of just sitting there enjoying the moonlight, so bright, literally praying. And then I just start looking around, and then I'm just like, man, this is spooky. And out of nowhere, I hear, you know that noise ice makes, like hard ice when you throw something on it, like that boom, like it's a weird.
Yeah.
I hear something crash and make that noise. And it literally to the point of like literally made me jump. It was so loud. And I'm looking and nothing's on the ice. Nothing at all. Like I can't. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Why would anybody be throwing like a? It's not like someone took just a huge rock and threw it on the lake. And then after that, literally 10 seconds. And then there was a boom, boom. And then that was it.
And you ran away.
And then no joke. I sat out there for 2 more minutes. And I was like. And nothing. It was completely silent. And I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. So I went back inside. It was scary. It was really like terrifying. Because it's those moments you're like by yourself. And I'm like, God, if you just showed me a UFO right now, I totally believe it.
Yeah.
Come on, just show me one. But then that happens. And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Actually,
I'm
I don't want to see one anymore. I'm sorry.
It was like a moose or something. If like it just slipped on the ice and that's the sound it would have made, probably.
Wow.
Like, it was just so loud and out of nowhere.
Trying to find this video. I saw multiple people. If it was like in, was it like South Dakota or something? These people. Here it is. Where is he at?
Well, Blurry shared that one video of the like thing in the trees. Like it was like moving branches and stuff like that, and it was no joke. They had a flashlight. That one in the tree. Did you see that, Josh?
Like a while ago.
Oh yeah.
Throwing the trees.
Yeah, like, but it was up in the tree or something. It was like 3 weeks ago.
Listen to this. There's like all these cattle ranchers and stuff. There's this one guy, and I don't know where his video went, but he's like, I don't know what the heck is going on. And his like gate and stuff for his cattle ranch, the whole fence and the gate is just doing like this. It's like just vibrating like crazy.
And nothing's touching
it. Oh, yes. Yeah, because he stopped it, and then it started doing it again.
Yeah, but then this other dude, no relation at all, he's like, dude, I keep hearing things. And then he put his phone to the ground. And listen to this thing, dude.
Oh, gosh.
All right, ready? Just play it. Oh.
No idea what's going on, but listen to this.
That's a car. Hold on.
There's something under the ground.
Like, it sounds like a heartbeat.
About to bust out.
It's like tunneling.
Yeah.
Dude, there's this one too. What's that? Nice?
I think that's why the aquifers are empty. I think they're digging tunnels under everywhere.
People?
Maybe.
Or critters?
I don't know.
Okay, I was reading in Job last night. What's the behemoth?
Oh, let's do a dive on that.
The behemoth?
Is this a metaphor? Or is there a behemoth?
It's debated.
Describe it.
Read okay, well, take a look at Behemoth, which I made just as I made you. It eats grass like an ox. See its powerful loins and the muscles of its belly. Its tail is as strong as a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are knit tightly together. Its bones are tubes of bronze. Its limbs are bars of iron. It is a prime example of God's handiwork, and only its creator can threaten it. The mountains offer it the best food, where all the wild animals play. It lies under the lotus plants hidden by the reeds in the marsh. The lotus plants give it shade among the willows beside the stream. It is not disturbed by the raging river, not concerned when the swelling Jordan rushes around it. No one can catch it off guard or put a ring in its nose and lead it away.
Sounds like a dinosaur, bro.
Yeah, the conventional viewpoint of Protestantism is that it's been taught as a hippo, but the whole tale of a cedar makes absolutely no sense with that narrative.
Yeah.
So, Bronchiosaurus?
I mean, you have to think of how many animals probably existed back then that have been well extinct.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's like, so he talks about the behemoth, mm-hmm. and then he talks about the sea creature after that.
Leviathan.
And so it's like, I think he's talking about some of these, like, big, scary things.
I don't know. Why do all these sailors talk about these sea monsters in the ocean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the giant squid, people are like, oh, these, there's all just
no
made up stories.
Thing.
And then they got one on film. This thing's like 100 feet long.
Ginormous.
Like, come on.
Dude, the ocean is so scary.
Yeah.
So scary.
If anybody pretends to know anything about the ocean, I don't believe you. But okay, so this like Men in Black stuff, I know you're going to do another deep dive in it, but what does that mean? How would that fit into what we think here on the show?
Hanukosmos, they think, which I would probably align with, they don't think it has anything to do with our government. They think it's more of a paranormal kind of encounter. Or I think, could it be like more of like a really deep state kind of thing?
Mm.
Like it's not necessarily our government of what we call it, but it's like...
But they've got full control.
They're in cahoots with something that is new bueno.
It's kind of like the government probably like, just handle your business. Just don't let us know about it.
Yeah, because the whole thing of like Jimmy Carter and stuff of like, or no, it was Eisenhower, where it was like they made a deal, these aliens made a deal with Eisenhower to where they could abduct people.
Yeah.
And their payment would be that they would give them advanced technology of weaponry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so have they been in cahoots with whatever this entity thing is? I don't know.
So you think it's like, how do you explain, things I don't know. How do you explain their strange behavior then?
They're not human.
Oh.
How do you explain your strange behavior then?
Diverticulitis. I don't know. Anyways, that's all I got.
That's all we got. I have a video I want to show you guys on Patreon. And ooh, it's scary. It really did. Like, it would scare me so much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
cool. Next week, we'll be filming in Chattanooga, Tennessee, baby.
On the road. So, everyone get it out of the way. Comment, where's Lily? Because I don't want to hear it next week.
Our dearest Lily will not be a part of it.
No. She chose not to go.
No, I didn't. I keep asking if we could fly up for one day to see snow. I'll fly up with the girls and fly back same day.
You have a debit card. Do it.
He said no.
That just seems like a lot.
He just doesn't want me to come crash his boys' time.
No, I'm afraid of planes.
Kels will go with you.
He just wants being with his boys.
Drive up with Kels.
Anyways, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies, where you get an extra episode weekly.
And that's it. There's probably no other perks, right, Josh?
Wrong. Early release episodes, behind the scenes stuff. We do live streams every now and then. Discount codes on our merch.
Merch! And if you need merch for your own company.
And access to our Discord account,
mm-hmm.
which it's booming. There's a lot of conversations happening on there.
Oh, can I go now?
Yeah.
Can I speak?
Sure.
I'll wait till you're finished.
Finished?
You're like a teacher in school? I'm gonna flip on the lights. I can wait.
Go.
SundayCool.com. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you need church merch or anything like that for your business, there's no other place than SundayCool.com. Get it now because it's super soft. It gets to you fast. And we're lovely, lovely people.
Mm.
And beautiful things do await you.
Beautiful things.
At SundayCool.com.
All right. We'll see you on Patreon.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures. As empty your mind.
here I come.
I could keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. I'm the mopper.
Red eyes, big wings. Woo. Don't mind, do some things.
Watch your bridge. I'ma make it collapse. Don't you forget. I'm the Mothman. I'm the Mothman. You can find me in your closet.
Just
in your coats.
In your car. Going real fast, going real far.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're going, don't care if it's a beach. All you're gonna hear is my Mothman screech.
I'm the Mothman, I'm the Mothman. Flying around town, I'm the Mothman. Don't look at me, or I'll eat you. I'm the Mothman.
Boom!
Yes! Perfect.
Get inside now.
That's terrible.
Nice.